We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6. Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Steiny and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
You want me to go first?
Okay.
Yeah, so again,
hot take, no facts.
Please, hey.
Here we go.
I just see now I really just want to come over there. Vince McMahon. Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Sports are about moments, and right now through five games, I don't believe Brock Purdy has led this team down the field, you know, with opportunities to kind of capture a moment. And they had an opportunity Sunday to go down, get a field goal, as difficult as that would have been, or even win the game. And I don't know if he's holding on to the ball, because he leads the league, getting the ball and releasing it, Steiny. He is number one. I don't know if it's guys not getting open, and that's a stretch, but it could be the truth. But if Brock's listening, Steiny, I would tell him that's his best attribute. His Wi-Fi, his ability to drop back, process, and let go. Throw it away. But what's all of a sudden happening is, again, Fran Tarkenton, Steiny, and that's a compliment. I told you he can do it with his legs, but he's doing it too much. And this looks like a different Brock Purdy. And he may be listening saying, hey, Goo, nobody's open, and I have to ad-lib and try to create more than I ever have. So I don't know if this is a byproduct of the offensive line not blocking for him or not giving him enough time, but my prognosis is, Steiny, Brock, get back to the Brock Purdy where that Wi-Fi was like AT&T. And get rid of that ball. He's holding on to it too long. I don't know why, but Steiny, I think defenses may be catching up to him. I don't know or what they're trying to do.
They're catching up to him or Kyle?
See, that's my million-dollar question, and I'm going to say Kyle because I'm not – Brock Purdy's a star. But Steiny, I'm seeing something different. It's looking different.
Don't you think it's funny what we do all the time? And when I say we, I mean you.
Monday morning quarterback.
Yes. I mean, the reality of the situation is the first couple of weeks – we've been talking about the Niners, and we wanted them to throw more. And so then they throw more, and then you want them to run more. And then they'll run more on Thursday, and we'll want them to pass more. It's like, what do you want? Do you want 50-50? Do you want 60-40 passing running? Do you want 40-60?
Well, you
running
want wins,
passing?
Steiny, and every game is its own entity. Again, I keep saying that, but like every game presents its own opportunity. Like if they can't stop the run, it's not about Purdy. Turn around and hand the ball off. And for whatever reason, you tell me if I'm wrong, through five games, this team has become pass happy. Is that a byproduct?
Through five games?
Yeah.
I would disagree with that.
Oh, well,
what about week one?
Well, I mean
Mason ran 28 times.
You settle for 6 field goals.
I know, but, well, that has nothing, like, okay. That's, I'm talking about the run-pass ratio. Like, what do we want? What's the best Niners run-pass ratio?
Don't we feel like against the Rams they got away from the run when you had the lead?
I mean,
you don't even see I watched this, Donnie. I watched it again. That's what I feel like happened.
But it doesn't jive with the numbers that say Mason's the leading ball toter in the league. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, what about my prognosis in regard to him holding on to it a little? Why do you think that's happening? Do you think
he's trying to do too much?
Or what about guys not getting open?
Maybe. But I think, look, you can disagree with me. I felt like Brock Purdy against the Cardinals quarterbacked a little differently than he normally does.
What does that mean?
It looked like he was looking for home runs. He was looking for home runs, and he was not too casual with the rush, but I don't think he had a sense of urgency in the pocket. Like he felt like he could dance around all night.
Wow.
And they kind of never catch him.
And one of those interceptions, he wasn't under duress, Don. He kind of just rolled to the right and kind of lackadaisical. Oh, I'll just throw it here and bap, volleyball, tip for a pick.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to put you on the spot. Has Brock Purdy made money or lost money this year?
I'm going to shut you down.
I mean, everybody was saying, like, what was the number working off of? 55.
Yeah, right.
Okay, 55. So is he making money or is he losing money?
I'm being real here, and you know I'm no homer.
Well, he's making $900,000 right now. So yeah.
That's Evan. You can lick at Evan.
No, I can't. Just
don't lick at me like I said that. That's your boy. And he's correct.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I'm being real.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff has fallen down, and it has me questioning this team. But the one thing that has not fallen down, even though you're right, I didn't like this game from Purdy Sunday. But the other weeks I was telling you he's facing stardom in the face. So I'm telling you, Steiny, he's made money. Because if stuff around him is eroding, you got to have a quarterback. So I can't let Sunday, which I thought was his worst game on the season, have me tell you, you know what, he's losing money. We're not there yet.
Well, I'm starting him at 55. That's what I meant. I mean, everybody's throwing 50, 55 around. Okay, so 50 or 55 has been the number thrown around that he's going to make. I'm just saying through five games, you still think he's a $50 million quarterback next year. I don't know.
Yeah, as much as I think Dak Prescott's getting paid and Jordan Love is getting paid.
Let's keep watching the games is what I would say.
Yeah. But all in all, aren't you uncomfortable? If you're a Niner fan, wouldn't you be uncomfortable with the questions you have about this team? Stoney, there's a litany of questions that nobody has answers to. Are they really slow? Is it because of the last 4 years? Like, you know, the red zone issues.
I know. All we're doing is guessing. Nobody knows.
And I wonder if Sorensen is guessing, calling the – or would he tell us having a beer at the old ship? Goo, my guys, they ain't got it no more. My secondary's a mess. Like, that, I don't know what to believe. And that's why Thursday will present 60 more minutes.
I can tell you what to believe. They're 2-3. That's the only thing we can believe. And they're the football team we've watched for 5 weeks. Like, this is where I should have gotten it again.
Lynch.
Yes.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
Well,
there's your new one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But I just – we always talk – like, when we talk about all the sports, the one thing we always say about football is, well, football's a sport you can turn it around the quickest in. All right. Well, then it works the other way, too. Like, what happened last year, the last 2 years with this team? I mean, it is so irrelevant, it's not even funny at this point.
Lost one division game in 2 years.
Doesn't matter. They've lost two.
Yeah.
So this idea, I think that, and this is what I mean, this idea that they made the NFC Championship last year, they made this, or 2 years ago, they made the Super Bowl last year, that we're going back again, that's not the way it works. You have to be hungry. You have to go out every single game and play well to win in the NFL. And the 49ers, I don't think they are playing. I don't know if the word's hard enough. I feel like they're trying to convince themselves that they're playing hard enough, or as hard as they've been playing in the past, and I don't think they are.
Yeah, Stoney, and I'll say this is a short sample size. They don't even have a conference win yet. Every NFC foe they face, they've taken a L. You know, do with that what you will, but I don't know how Arizona in 100-degree heat come in here on the road, down at halftime, the Cardinals were, and then all of a sudden figure something out when we're told nothing happens at halftime, right? And they just come out and just look like JV against varsity. That's what the second half defensively looked like from a Niners standpoint. So I'll tell you what, we had a little fun with me going out to Santa Clara and asking questions. But if I really wanted to be, I can't say the word, starter, and you know what I mean, I would go right up to Debo and Ayuk and say, are you getting open? Because my pride, and I'm just thinking of all the divas in the world, the Terrell Owens, the Randy Mosses, the Michael Irvins, because you know what I'm insinuating when somebody says, hey, Steiny, are you getting open? Like, just to, like, how would they answer that? And there we might get a truth bomb that people don't want to hear.
Don't take this the wrong way, because I'm not, I swear to God. But, like, I don't care. Like, I've been watching football for 10, 20, 30 years. It's like it's always, are the receivers open? They're open. The quarterback's not seeing him. They're not open, so the quarterback can't. Like, we never get that answer. Clear cut. Oh, they're getting separation. They're not getting separation. They're open, but Purdy's missing them.
Well, if you,
they're not
if
open,
you,
yeah. It's like it doesn't matter. It's not working.
Right. But this is why it would matter to me and why I would ask it. If I'm proud and I'm Debo and I'm not, you know, putting out in regard to production, and your ass came around me asking me that question, before I even think to answer, I'm already in battle mode. Like,
exactly.
I got to be a Jedi not to flip here and say these plays are crap, or however you're using me is on the coordinator or the quarterback. Now, it would be baiting, but it would get me to be like, man, Debo, Samuel, to hell with you guys out there saying that I'm not getting open.
Like, it's one or the other.
And
who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who cares if it's Purdy, Ayuk, Debo? If it's not working, it's not working. And
that's a fact. But it would give us some insight as to, is this thing broken?